This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Then that's not good. You know what I'm saying? So, but Panthers need to win tonight against Tampa. And why do I say that? Because last night, Toronto beat Boston. Toronto beat Boston 3-2 last night. Late goal in the third period. I watched that game. Why am I watching that series? Just in case, for those of you out there that don't realize, the Panthers will play the winner of the Toronto-Boston series. And that series is tied at one. So now Boston already, see, now that series started. Now it's a series. Okay? Now it's a series. So Toronto goes and wins on Boston's home ice. It's 1-1. Now, all the pressure is on Boston now. They've got to steal one in Toronto, right? So if you're Florida, what you want to do is win tonight, control, win home ice. It's great to be up 2-0, but it doesn't mean really anything yet, okay? Because if you go to Tampa and lose the next two, it's no good. But what you do is you put all the pressure on Tampa, and if Florida can go and steal one in Tampa and go up 3-1 and come back here, that's how you really take control of the series. You know, a 2-0 lead, if you're the home team, is not that big a deal. It's nice, but it's not that big a deal until you start going on the road and start winning on the road. As I think it was Pat Riley that was quoted, I don't know, 3 decades ago or some shit like that. A playoff series doesn't start until the home team loses or something like that. I forgot how the saying goes or something like that, but I think it was Riley. It was quoted decades ago. I think it was with the Lakers then or some shit like that. So you know, it's one of those deals where you kind of want to, like, you know, hold serve and all that good stuff, unless it's the Heat Celtics. That if the Celtics win tomorrow night, and now, it doesn't mean anything because the Heat are not good enough. So the Celtics will probably either win both or one of the two at home here in Miami anyway. So that doesn't matter. But when you're a good team, the series really hasn't started until a home team loses. And then we've got something going on. So very important tonight that the Panthers win. So you can put a lot of pressure on Tampa over the next, you know, two games. And if you can, you know, I wouldn't even say steal one, because the Cats are better than Tampa. You need to go there and win, period. End of story. Go win. Win one of the two at least. I'm not demanding both, but you got to win tonight, and then you got to find a way to take one in Tampa to really stick it to them, man. Really, really important. So I can't wait for tonight. It was great last night that I didn't have the Heat and the Panthers, and so I was able to watch the Toronto-Boston game, and you know, and watching some other things too at the same time. I didn't watch any Marlins. Sorry, It's just like, who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying? They lost yesterday 3-0. Who cares? But the Panthers, this is the way you got to kind of look at it. Tonight is a must win. You want to go up 2-0. You want to control the series. And then you need to go to Tampa and take one of those two. And that would be just a beautiful thing. Well, I would love for them to win both against Tampa. And then you sit back and watch Boston and Toronto go to 7 games. But I'm getting way ahead of myself here. Let's first win tonight. Let's talk about Wednesday, that the Cats are up 2-0. Okay? Because this is the team. This is the franchise that has the opportunity of giving us a championship parade. If we're really honest with ourselves, this is the only team. Inter has the offense, but their defense will cost them in the playoffs. It may even cost them in the Eastern Conference down the line. I don't know. It's so hard to, in any sport, to live off of, we will outscore you, and we have no defense. That's really hard in any sport. I'm an old man, bro. Okay? I'm 57 years old. I am old. And so I've been around for a long time. I don't remember teams winning championships that just sucked on defense. Not average, not half decent, not mediocre, suck. And Inter Miami sucks defensively. So they're the only other team that really right now looks like they have a shot at a title. But I, even with Messi and everything, I just have a problem thinking that you're just going to outscore everybody from here all the way to the title, even if it's the MLS. So the Panthers are truly our saving grace, because the Panthers can be the best team in the league. The Panthers have legitimate stars. And unlike the Heat, the Panthers actually try in the regular season.